Hello, Joe. My name is Bill Ambrose. How are you? Good, good. I've been put on to you by my aged care. They've recommended me Coolabah Care as a provider. Now, I'm ringing up on behalf of my mother. Would you like me to give you her my aged care number as a start? Okay, it's a service for her to be able to get picked up from home, taken to medical appointments, and the person, a helper in and out of the car into, because she uses a walker, she's quite frail, and wait while she's in the medical appointment and then take her back home again. Sorry, say that again. No, I haven't been given a code. Yeah, no, so what's I only spoke to my aged care about this yesterday, and Mum had a fall last week, and so she is sort of more wobbly on her legs now than what she was a week ago, and more unstable. So a week ago, she was quite fine getting transport to medical appointments. But now after her fall, she needs more support. Now she, in the next 2 weeks, she's got three medical appointments coming up, two GP visits, and also a visit with a kidney specialist. And so when I spoke to my aged care, they said, okay, it's probably going to take several weeks for my aged care to do a an assessment, which isn't going to work for us. So what's been set up is that the we can get the service now before my aged care does the assessment. Right, so it's not because she said the lady I was speaking to, sorry to say she said, the lady at my aged care I was speaking to said all I need to do was to give you my mum's my aged care number and it would be all in the system and show that the payment would come through. Okay, this is awfully frustrating when you speak to two different people and they give you two completely different stories. I spent probably 45 minutes on the phone with my aged care with them, and the lady at my aged care was fantastic. But so why would have my aged care, who obviously know what they're talking about, tell me differently? Because my aged care gave me yours and two other providers' numbers to contact and said, yep, just contact one of those providers, see which one can has got the capacity to be able to deliver. Give them your mum's my aged care number and everything's all in the system and it's all sorted. This is very annoying. Right. Okay. All right. Let's move to plan two, plan B. What about paying for it? Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. All righty. Look, tell me about your service of picking somebody up and taking them. Tell me actually about that service. Yeah, I'm more talking about before she gets assessed. I'm talking about, let's just pay for the service over the next 2 weeks for these appointments. So what I'm saying is, tell me about the service that's provided. Yeah. Oh, no, this is for three doctor's appointments, so it's not a regular thing. There's one next Tuesday to her GP depth. So Mum lives at Meadow Springs, Rafa, because you're in Mandurah, aren't you? Yes. So Mum's at Meadow Springs, Rafa, WA, and her GP is down at Lakelands Shopping Centre. So she's got a normal appointment on Tuesday next week because she's got to get some bandaging removed from her fall. Then on the following Tuesday, she's got a long appointment, which will probably be an hour and a half, because she's having a full assessment done. Cognitive assessment and that, and checking for Alzheimer's and dementia. And then the day after that, on the Wednesday, she has an appointment with a kidney specialist. Now, I think the kidney specialist is actually in the Mandurah area as well. So, Right. Okay. But these services can be just ring up and request a service with enough time. Yeah. Yes. So when you said you need to review Mum's assessments, what assessments are you talking about? Yeah, so at the moment, we've already got a provider coming because Mum's also a Gold Card member. She's Gold Card with DVA. The thing is, when Mum travels further, then she gets DVA transport, and they provide an excellent service. Like if Mum's got to go and see a specialist at Fiona Stanley or up here in Perth, then she actually gets a DVA car. But I think the problem is if Mum's only going to see the GP, which is 5 kilometres down the road, then the DVA don't provide that service. Yes. So do you think maybe I should touch base with DVA myself? Because I haven't actually in up until my now, Mum just calls DVA and organises the car. Yeah, okay, because for the local appointments, Mum's been using a Meditransport, which is actually which she has to pay for. It's obviously a reduced rate, but it's basically just a taxi. Like it's a local taxi that picks her up, drops her off at the doctor surgery. That taxi then goes, and then when she's finished the doctor surgery, the surgery needs to ring up and rebook, and then she's got to wait around for another taxi. What we really want is same sort of
Connect.
service. Yeah, that's right. Okay, all righty. Which department of DVA should I contact? Because I'm presume it's a large body. Or I might just get the phone number off Mum of who she normally contacts to book it in. Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah. And the situation has changed within the last week. So Mum was more mobile a week ago than what she is now. So yeah. Yeah, sure. It's Rose Margaret Ambrose. Rose Ambrose. She goes by the name Margaret, though. Yeah, sure. Okay, then. All right. Look, been lovely speaking with you, and really appreciate the ideas. It's when with aged care, everything to do with aged care, it's a huge learning experience for the family to sort of know all the ins and outs, and I'm sure you hear this all the time. It's quite the minefield.
Yeah.
Mum is so fortunate. Yeah, Mum's so fortunate having the Yeah, I was going to say, Mum is so fortunate having a DVA Gold Card. That's you've only got to listen to the ABC, to the radio, and how many people are waiting on the list for getting assessed for home care packages and that type of thing. It's through DVA, it's been a much quicker operation. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. All right. Lovely. Thank you so much. Whereabouts are you from? Originally. No, your accent. Welsh. Okay. The reason why I'm trying to get all this put in place in a hurry is because I'm actually heading to the UK on Saturday. Yes, we're going to be spending a couple of days sliding into Wales in between going from the Cotswolds and then up to the Lakelands. So we're going to spend a couple of days in Wales. So yeah. Thank you so much. All right, you have a good afternoon. Okay, bye.